Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with Base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out, it's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I'm Lior Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Take a moment before we get started to hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now. Put out multiple interviews every single week. In fact, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Consequence of Sound, and would love to keep you up to date on every bit of this. That means whether you're listening on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Podchaser, Acast, wherever you're listening from, there is a subscribe button around you. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Sarah Bareilles. She's got a new record on the way and has teamed up with T-Bone Burnett. Now, we've got a little sneak peek with the first single, Armor, that she released late in 2018. So we're going to talk about that song and the themes behind it. Themes that were inspired by the Women's March, Brett Kavanaugh hearing, and, of course, the Trump election. We'll talk about what else we can expect from the new record, her relationship with Kristen Gillibrand, and her thoughts on the wide field of folks who have announced campaigns. She's also wrapping up her latest run, starring in the Broadway show Waitress, which, of course, she helped write and create the music for. We get a little update on what that's been like and what the rest of the year holds beyond just the new album. Here's a hint. Has something to do with J.J. Abrams. All that and more, it's Kyle Meredith with Sarah Bareilles.
Hey, Kyle.
I'm so excited to talk to you about this new music. What I've heard so far with this first single is so good.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like
I can't wait to share the rest of the record. It's, you know, so much has happened to me personally and professionally between now and the time of making my last record. So I felt like I had a lot to say, and it was a really beautiful adventure getting to work with T-Bone Burnett on this music and getting to learn so much from him about his process. And just, I love his taste, his impeccable taste about, you know, sonic choices. And I think there's a really beautiful sophistication to this record that he brought with him that I'm really, really proud of.
Now, I'm such a big fan of T-Bone as well. What directed you toward him?
I actually got this beautiful, one of my dearest friends in the world is my my writing partner on Waitress, Jesse Nelson, who wrote the script and I wrote the music. And she and T-Bone's wife, Callie, have been friends for a really long time. And we got introduced, and T-Bone has been on my very short list of dream producers since I was about 18 years old. I actually have a piece of yellow legal pad with his name scribbled down on it when I was writing goals for myself as a brand new songwriter. So she made the introduction, and we just really fell into a fast friendship and really have such a sweet sort of mutual respect and admiration for each other. And I was hoping he would be open to maybe working on one song on the record. And then he kind of made the suggestion of like, well, maybe we should just make a whole record. And like, yeah, I would love to do that. let me think about it. It wasn't hard to make that decision very quickly to want to go down this road with him. I really admire him so much.
I mean, he brings such an earthiness to a lot of the things he does and kind of roots it. And you know, we hear that too on the piano, in the piano. Well, I think in the piano, because that sound that you're doing is so cool on the first single with Armor. I mean, right from the beginning, you know, it's so attention grabbing, and it's not, I mean, it's not so far off from what you've done in the past, but there is something definitely different going on here, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think that I mean, it definitely, one of the things that we wanted to do was to, like you said, really root this material into the earth. I think there's been, you know, for me in the last couple years, especially, you know, there's a real sense of wanting to contextualize my music against what's going on in the world. So there's certainly a drive within myself to want to talk about sort of deeper, bigger concepts. There are also songs on the record that are love songs, but this song in particular, Armor, was really important to me to come out first and sort of talk to life at large, so to speak. You know, I think he does that so beautifully. So naturally, he falls into this place that is really grounded and earthy. And we have songs on this record that were played all live, all at once. I was singing live with the band. That's very new for me. So it was really just a beautiful sort of new take on something that I've done many times before. I loved it.
Last week, from this taping right here, was the latest Women's March. And my wife went again. And Armor was, of course, on the Drive soundtrack for that one. And I've heard so many people talking about how important this song has come. And hearing the story of you talk about how it was released early because of the Kavanaugh hearings and stuff like that. But this is a song that's resonating like well beyond that. And for a song that, I don't know, you started writing this though, like what, a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, I started writing this song when I returned home from the very first Women's March. I had traveled to D.C. with some of my best friends and my sister, and we marched on Washington, and that was such a transformative experience as, you know, someone who proudly calls herself a feminist, but is sort of a newly, I'm new to activism, and it's something that I'm really embracing and really loving and encouraging others to, you know, it will look very different on everybody, you know, based on your comfort level. But I really feel like at this stage in my life, it's important to me to be able to speak freely and passionately about the things that I'm passionate about. I feel like that's sort of my job as an artist. So I'm so proud that Armor is, you know, the message that about the strength we receive from each other. And it's to all our sisters and all our friends. It's, you know, it's bigger than just a woman's story per se. But, you know, I think that it's a really beautiful moment in time to realize the strength that comes from community.
And hearing that line, by the way, when you get to wait until you see my little sister, I mean, that brings the house down. That's just one of those. That's a moment right there.
That's awesome. Well, I have a little sister and I have young nieces that I really think about them growing up and what they see and wanting to them to have an example of someone who encourages them to be fiercely authentic in this world. I really believe in that.
Now, I think I saw you post a picture recently with you and Gillibrand, who's of course running. Are you keeping a close eye on the field right now? And do you have any favorites that you'd like to see, like, you know, making this big run?
It's an exciting time. I mean, I think it's probably a little early to sort of know where things are going to land, but I love her. I think she is remarkable in the room. I didn't know that much about her and got to spend some time. And I really, she's so smart. She's very interested in bipartisan dealings, which I think is so important for how we move forward as, you know, our governmental body approaches trying to, you know, bridge the gap in our incredible sort of breakdown of what's happening right now. And I really loved her. I thought, you know, it's exciting how many women are playing the field at this point. There's a lot of candidates that I think that are really promising. And my hope is that we just can kind of unify our message as a party and speak to the real issues at the heart of what's bothering people. You know, I think that there's so much fighting. There's so much energy spent on fighting at this point that, of course, we're not getting anything done. So, yeah, it's an exciting time.
Every day it's like, oh, I'd love to see them get it. Oh, no, I'd love to see them get it. I mean, to have yeah. The embarrassment of wealth, you know, riches, as they say.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And I want to get a couple minutes here. I do want to pay attention to the other part of your career because you have so much going on at this point. You're finishing your latest run with Waitress right now?
Finishing my latest run. I have about a week and a half left, and it's been incredible. We're celebrating our third year on Broadway, which is unbelievable, beyond our wildest dreams. And we're launching, then I go to London after that, and we're launching our London production. We have a touring production that has, you know, toured the country, and it's really exciting. So we're a big shout out to all of our extended Waitress family out there.
I mean, you've got a full on dual career now. I mean, you know, for a lot of artists, they have to live and die by, you know, pop trends or something like that. And it feels like you've done the smartest thing possible, although it looks maddening, the schedule that you must have to upkeep for this.
You know, I have to say that I made the choice to work on the musical from a very selfish place where I just was feeling a little burnt out and kind of uninspired. And I grew up on musical theater and I love the theater so much. And it has just been the most incredible ride. And I feel really grateful that I have a fan base that's willing to kind of come with me and go on the journey and embrace songs about pie for a few years, which is what I've been doing. So in that sense, it feels really good to get to come back and put out a singer-songwriter record again. But really, Waitress has just changed everything about my life in such a beautiful way. And I'm really grateful.
Now, I don't know if you ever want to, but the next steps could be releasing and finishing the long-lost Lesbians musical that I've read about.
Long-lost and long-lost. honestly, never say never. Who knows what happens? But, you know, it was such a fun project for the moment that it existed. And now Jennifer is doing all sorts of amazing things, too. So yeah. We might be too busy for that one, but we'll see.
I've heard a rumor that you're working with J.J. Abrams on something.
I am. Yeah, we're Jesse Nelson, my writing partner for Waitress, and I are developing a television show with J.J.'s company, Bad Robot, and J.J. It's called Little Voice, and it will be on Apple TV. We're in the midst of the writings of the first season, and we should be shooting that this year in New York City. It's about a young songwriter and very, very, very loosely based on my life. When we started, it was much closer to my life, and now it's kind of It's easier to write when it's a little further away from my actual story. So, but yeah, I'll be providing the original music for the characters, and it will be, you know, a show with music, not exactly a musical, but a show that is sort of deeply musical.
Do you remember Cop Rock?
Yes, I totally do. Yes.
When you said that line, I'm sure it's very different from that, but that's what came to my mind. It's like, all right, Cop Rock.
No, I think we want to keep Cop Rock alive. We do.
What a moment in history that was. That's really exciting. But also, you know, speaking to the maddening, like here you are launching a new record, and hey, why not write a television show while you're at it?
I know. It's, you know what? It's when it rains, it pours. And it's like the plates that are spinning in the air at this moment are all really amazing moments that each one could be its own full-time job. So it is a little bit harrowing to try to balance, you know, all of the different projects, but we've wonderful people in each of these zones. So it's really actually a joy.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to that now. I'm really looking forward to the actual next record, too, because Armor is such an important song, a strong song. I mean, it's a monster of a single. Is there an official timeline out there yet of when we can start expecting the album?
I think it should be soon, in the next couple of months. We're kind of holding off on an exact release date because we're waiting for a couple of other things to fall into place. But the record is done, ready, artwork, everything's approved. We're just kind of holding tight for one moment while we set up sort of the release itself. But it's all, I'm anxious. I'm as anxious as anybody to get the music out there. So it will be soon, within the next couple months.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to it. Sarah, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I can't wait to hear this record. Congratulations on all the success with Waitress as well.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate all the support.
Yeah. Anytime. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Sounds great. Bye-bye.
A big old thanks to Sarah Bareilles talking about her upcoming album, the new single Armor, and a lot of the other stuff she has going on throughout the next year. Hey, if you haven't already, please do hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening from right now. You can follow along on YouTube, on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Acast, Podchaser, really wherever you're listening from, just go ahead and hit that subscribe button. After that, WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find some bonus episodes of this series over there. Head to Consequence of Sound for all your music and film news. You can find me at Twitter at Kyle Meredith, Facebook.com/Kyle Meredith. That does it for another edition today. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.